You're listening to Agile Ideas, the podcast, hosted by Fatima Ibuchi.
For anyone listening out there not having a good day, please know there is help out there. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Agile Ideas. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, talking about how do we stop planning and start doing. Now, this is something that I had to look into for myself as a result of overthinking things. Having an anxiety background usually means that you tend to overthink things possibly a lot more than maybe people who don't have an anxious background. And so one of the things that has been a big part of my life is constantly overplanning. And overplanning can actually be more detrimental than positive in many situations, albeit not all, of course. And the reason for that is because the more time you spend planning and effectively thinking about what you're going to do, the more times you're going to be held back from actually delivering on what you're trying to achieve, whether it's personally, professionally, business-wise, or in your career. And interestingly, I've been an overplanner and an overthinker for many, many years. And it's been a really interesting journey for me because one of the things that made me a bit aware of it was one day sitting and having a conversation with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law at the time, sitting down and having a conversation with them and trying to help them to get their business a little bit more organized, giving them some guidance on project management. And we were having a conversation around all the things that we were going to be doing, and we were talking about their goals and objectives and my goals and objectives. And I recall my sister-in-law saying, we just need to stop planning and just start doing. And then I had a moment to think about what she'd said. And the thinking went, she was doing things in an opposite way to how I was doing things. And that is, I was planning every element of detail that you possibly can think of. Now, in project management, depending on the type of projects that you are running, sometimes you need to make sure that the projects are planned out in that level of detail. Now, it's not necessarily applicable to every type of project. There are some projects where you can take a bit more risk and not necessarily need to plan out every little detail. But coming from a background of projects that involve thousands and thousands of end users and customers, where any element of risk could potentially mean that they would not be able to access their internet banking, or when I was running large corporate product launch events for organizations abroad, and doing so, needing to make sure that I was thinking about every little detail and every possible scenario. So having that overthinking mentality is something that can sometimes help, but more so I think it prevents us from doing things that we really want to do and things that we really want to achieve. A case in point, last year I delivered my global AMO white paper series. It was something that involved over 50,000 words in writing over the period of 1 to 2 years and a lot of research. Now, I talked about wanting to write and do something like that, and it took a really long time to just start doing it. And it was really something that involved planning out, but not to the level of detail I typically would do so. And it meant that I was actually able to deliver it in the timeframe that I had put set for myself. So there are things that you can do if you are overthinking and you are overanalyzing and you are constantly starting again or not really progressing ideas that you would like to progress. And the first part of that is to actually acknowledge that you are doing that. Sometimes when we are restricted from doing things and we are spending too much time thinking, we're effectively overthinking, and it kind of feels like a bit of, you know, analysis paralysis, if you like, because we tend to take a little bit of action and spend most of the times reaffirming ideas that may actually be relevant and applicable straight away. Now, one of the things that helped me to improve the way that I did that was learning more about Agile, Agile being an approach to delivery, an approach to trial things out and see the results and get constant feedback throughout and not having to wait months and months and months to actually deliver some change. And so one of the things that I have had to do is actually take a step back and pause and make the space for yourself to really think about what it is that you would like to achieve in life. Now, regardless of what it is that you would like to achieve, whether it's personally, professionally, even from an entrepreneurial perspective, it is completely up to you what it is that you want to achieve. Some people are quite happy with a very simple view of goals and dreams, and that makes them focusful for their future. And things that they want to do might only be very simple compared to maybe someone on the other side who might have much more complex or bigger, scarier dreams. Neither one of those is correct. Both of them are right. They are both correct for that person. And so in order to really help yourself to stop overthinking and overplanning, one of the first things that I recommend you do is you need to make some space for yourself and get some clarity. A little while ago, with all of the coronavirus situation going on, many of us, if not all of us, found ourselves with a bit more spare time on our hands, not having to travel and commute. And so taking some of that time, I made space for myself to start getting clarity on what my goals and objectives were, not only for myself, for my family, but for my business as well. Now, if you are an entrepreneur or running a business or intend to run a business, then you can start by focusing on what is your mission and your vision for your business or your future business. If you are not a business owner at the moment or someone who aspires to be one, then think about what is your mission in life for yourself personally. Now, that could be anything that actually brings joy to your heart, the reason that you wake up in the morning. And I think that in order to really make sure that we can start doing things that add value and are positive towards our goals and objectives in life is for us to think about what is our vision and our mission and what are we trying to achieve. It's really important to think about that, because what you're trying to achieve always should start with your vision and your mission in life. Coupled with your vision and mission, it's also your values. So what are the values that hold true to you, and making sure that whatever it is that you choose to do in life is aligned to your vision and mission. Now, when you sit down and take some time to write a vision and a mission statement for yourself, for your business, for your life, for your career, think about the fact that this is not something that is going to be set in cement. This is something that can change. A vision and a mission is typically something that may be relevant for the next 5 years. For others, it might be for a longer period of time, and for others, it might be shorter. So don't hold yourself to that, but have something that helps you. Think of it as your North Star. Think of it as everything that you do outside of the vision and mission for your business, as long as it associates with your values, is the direction that you choose to go. Doing so will help you to then devise a roadmap. And a roadmap is the steps that you're going to take to achieve that vision and mission. What are the objectives that you have what are the objectives that you're going to create that you would like to meet for yourself professionally and personally? These objectives, again, are things that are fluid. They can change, but they are your guiding path for you to move forward. If your vision and your mission revolves around creating a lifestyle business, then one of your objectives might be to investigate opportunities for you to work from home ongoing. If your vision and mission is around creating a mental health retreat for many people suffering with mental health disorders that's funded by the general public, as is mine, then I need to think about my objectives and what steps that I need to take to get me down to that path. And personally, if your vision and mission is to be someone who maybe has a big family and takes care of their children and helps their children to grow and develop and wants to do that only and doesn't have any aspirations for business, entrepreneurship, or a potential particular career path, but maybe you want to study something on the side, or maybe you have an aspiration you've always wanted to be something that you maybe didn't have the time to do when you were younger. Regardless of what it is that you want to achieve in life, as long as you're aligning that back to your vision and mission and your values, then your objectives should naturally fit within that path. Now, once you've defined your roadmap, and I recommend you keep your roadmap for your personal objectives in life and your business, if you have a business or choose to have one, having those separate. Like you keep your business and personal finances separate, keep your goals and objectives for your business and your personal goals separate. The reason being, if you have other people working within your organization, then you'll be able to share those business goals and objectives, but may not be comfortable sharing your personal ones. Once you've defined what the roadmap is for you to move forward to achieving your vision and mission, then you need to think about what are the specific deliverables or strategic steps that you're going to take to help you to meet those objectives. For example, for me, building a mental health retreat being a major objective of mine, while one of the things that I would need to do from a deliverables perspective is I would need to define a strategy for how I will obtain the funding to make that a reality. There might be little micro steps that you can take to help you meet your objectives. Now, mine is a big, ghastly, scary goal. Yours might not be as big and scary. Yours might be broken down into a little bit more time-based, more closer achievable goals. And that's okay. There's no right or wrong answer there. Once you've defined what it is that are your strategies and what you're trying to achieve, that is the point where you actually need to schedule time in your diary to actually work on those. Now, if you define a few different paths that you want to take, you can create mini projects with a defined time frame and a defined scope of work and defined objectives that you're going to meet. Alternatively, you might convert those into SMART goals and define specific, measurable, achievable, realistic time-based attributes to each of those strategies that you're trying to achieve. By scheduling the time into your day, into your weeks, into your months, it means that you're going to take the time to actually do as opposed to think. Now, one of the things that I like to do in my day-to-day is enable a time where I maybe block out an hour of thinking time. And in that hour, I can think about all the things I need to from a business perspective, from a personal perspective, from a professional perspective, or even thinking about things that may be concerning or worrying. As an anxious person, having thinking time is a good way to block off all the worry and put it into a block of time where you actually take the time to sit down and write that out, think about that. And then spend majority of the rest of your day doing things that help you to achieve your goals and your objectives as opposed to thinking about them. By scheduling time in your diary, not assuming that you're going to be doing it, but actually putting blocks of time to work on your dreams, you will more likely than not spend time working on them and getting closer to what you're trying to achieve. There are a number of different things that you can do to help you on your path of stopping the planning and start the doing. And one of those things that we've done even more recently, and I've done this for myself personally and for our family, is bring all your to-do lists or whatever you want to call them into one single place. So if you like to take actions in notebooks, then use the notebook. If you like to do it online in a software, then do it in a single software. However it is that you like to do, bring it all together and make sure that you have access to that so that you can view it as needed. Put some time and some priorities against everything in your to-do list. Time in terms of when you want to achieve it, and priority in terms of, is it something you really need to do to meet your vision and mission? If it is, it's a must have. And if it's not, it's a could have. You could do it if you have the time, whereas a must have is something you must do to achieve your vision and your mission. So that's another example of how to make sure that you are prioritizing the things that are the most important for your business. Another thing that you could do and I'd recommend is to minimize the information overload that is coming at you from external sources, be it news stories, social media, news feeds on your phone, the constant beeps on your email, on your computer, and all of those distractions that are really preventing you from delivering on your goals and your objectives. They are big distractions, and if you continue to allow them to overtake your time, it's going to stop you from being able to work on the goals and objectives that you're trying to do. The other thing I'd recommend is when you're working on goals and objectives, and if you're like me, have personal goals, business goals, entrepreneurship goals, you will have a lot of things that you need to achieve. And it can be quite overwhelming sometimes. And that's why the fear of sometimes missing a deadline or dropping the ball for a customer can always come to the front of mind. And so in order to prevent that from happening, by making sure that you are taking the time to have a clear system in place that enables you to know what deadlines apply and which ones are not negotiable. For example, we run a schedule in our business, which is a timeline of events, and we have due dates associated with them where the dates are not negotiable. Doing that means it's clarity and visibility for everybody to understand what the goals and objectives are that need to be done. The other thing I recommend you do is to take breaks. Take breaks throughout your business day or your work day, and making sure you do that to recharge and reset. It's no well and good to sit down at a computer screen and just write or type or work away for hours and hours on end. You actually need to take time, take constant breaks, stretch your legs, and let your juices flow. The other thing to think about as well is don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so negative if you are missing a day or you're not feeling very well or you're missing a deadline or you feel like you're not achieving as much as you are wanting to achieve. And the thing is, you need to think about what it is long-term that you want to achieve, back to the vision and mission, in order for you to actually make the most of the time that you spend doing. One of the things that would really, really help is to write down all your thoughts that you want to in some sort of mind map. Think of it as a brainstorming exercise. Write down everything that you are thinking. And sometimes when you empty your mind of that, it actually enables you to then focus on the tasks at hand and what you are trying to achieve. By dumping all the information out of your head onto a piece of paper, it actually can make a big difference for clarity. It also helps you to realize how do those goals, if anything, link back to your vision and your mission. And if they don't align, then the question is, why would you be doing them? You need to think about also how to do things more effectively, not just efficiently. So one of the things to think about is when a new task comes your way, think about whether or not there is any benefit to you to doing so, and the benefit needs to align back to your vision and your mission and your goals. If it doesn't, then consider the downside of that and think about what are you taking away by doing that particular task or action. There are a lot of different things that you can do when you are thinking about trying to get yourself organized. And amongst having clearly defined objectives and strategies to achieve them and having that roadmap, taking the time to schedule the tasks, you can also block out times in your week to batch key activities together, meaning that you're not stopping and starting on multiple different tasks and trying to multitask, but rather you are spending the right amount of time on the right things. The other thing is, in that thinking hour that I recommend that you do, write down everything that you have as thoughts and ideas, and then revisit that. And you'll find that as you revisit that every day or every week, it'll help you to refine down what are the thoughts that keep reoccurring, and then you can question as to why that they keep reoccurring. If you note down things which you are thinking every time, and you write down, try to understand the cause of your delay in that task being completed, it might help you to narrow down if there is a recurring theme. For example, if you are restricted in not having enough resources to support something, or maybe you haven't had the right amount of time to adjust to a new plan, or maybe you are not actually able to take the time that you need to progress a project because there are too many other life emergencies happening at the same time. And an example of that is exactly what is happening for many people right now with the COVID-19 virus. So think about what it is that you want to achieve. Think about the absolute minimum next step and focus on that. If you focus on the single next step as the task that you take in order to move your objectives and goals forward, that'll help you to make sure that you're actually making some progress. Now, it's not easy to stop thinking and stop planning and start doing. And the reason we do that is a lot around maybe having some self-doubt or having the fear of missing something. If you don't check your calendar 15 times a day, and I know because I've done that, you fear that you might miss something. You might miss a deadline. You might miss a task. You might miss something the customer's requested. But if you've got proper processes and systems in place and you're using consistent tools that help you to organize your time, you're scheduling in the time to work on the things that are the most important, you take the space to think, and you have a clearly defined roadmap that helps you move forward so you know what path you're taking and where you're going, well, these things will all help you to stop the noise that comes from overplanning and overthinking and help you to start doing. Now, I get it. I understand it's really challenging to just stop planning so much. I know, because I'm one of those people that plans and overplans sometimes, and it can really hold you back. If you are obsessed with planning and you feel the need to do so, then set out one day of the week and allocate a few couple of hours and put together number of activities, whatever it is that's relevant to what your business or your personal life or your career path is going. And use that time to plan out your week ahead. The planning the week ahead is the main planning that I do that I think has made the biggest difference on what I do and me achieving my organizational objectives and my personal objectives. Because planning once a week helps you to think about the week ahead and actually recap on the week that's passed. And when you do that, it helps you look at what are the things that you have maybe not made possible in the last week and whether they need to be rescheduled. It helps you to look and review your long-term goals and also your personal and your professional objectives. You can use that time to review action lists and check any recurring tasks. And then you can also create follow-up lists for people or things you need to do in the coming week. You can also have a look at any projects that are currently in progress and make sure that you have a defined next step so that in the times that you've blocked out for delivering things during the coming week, you have adequate view on what those tasks are, and it will prevent you from having to procrastinate and think about them when the time comes. Remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to have a simple approach that you can use and that you can do so with minimal distractions and disruptions. And doing so will help you to stop overthinking things and actually get on with doing them. So in summary, I highly recommend that the only time you plan or overplan really is that one time a week where you can use that as well as maybe an hour of thinking time a day to use that time for all the thinking and planning that you need to do. Brainstorming using brainstorm maps really help you to dump all your ideas in one place. Make sure you have a clearly defined vision and mission and values for yourself or your business. Define those that are underpinned by objectives and then the strategies you will need to meet those objectives. Schedule time in your diary in advance to work on those strategies and objectives to help you achieve your vision and mission. Take the time to batch tasks that are similar to each other so that you are not multitasking and getting distracted. And try removing all the noise when you are focused on delivery work so that you can stop overthinking and overplanning and just start doing. And remember, there is no such thing as perfection, but at a very minimum, you can aim to try and do your best in the time that you have with the resources you have. From my perspective, I believe that as long as we know where we're going, then we just need to take the steps relevant to make sure that we're on the right path. And having that clearly defined roadmap and the next step for each of your projects or your objectives is going to help you to make sure that you're doing that more proactively and not getting bogged down in the detail. Leave the detail and the thinking for your think time or for your planning time, and then use the rest of your time to focus on delivering to your objectives and your goals and your strategies so that you can reach your vision and mission. Hopefully that's been helpful. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've been able to think, feel, or be inspired today. And if you have, please do share this podcast with your friends or colleagues. I hope you're all having a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We welcome any feedback. Please let us know by going to www.agilemanagementoffice.com/agile ideas. You can also find us on most social media channels by searching Agile Ideas or follow me on LinkedIn. Thank you for listening. Please share or rate this if you enjoyed it. I hope you've been able to learn, feel, think, or be inspired today. Until next time, what's your Agile idea?